need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, femdoms and sissies, dominas and slaves, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma, Ramadama, or the great goddess of Wiccan worship. We don't know. But until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
I want to welcome you to the womb room, darlings, of Dr. Susie Speakeasy right here in Bonoboville, L.A. That's right. That's where we're broadcasting from all over the world. And we are going to celebrate the power of women tonight, and just power in general, domination, and all of that sensational stuff that's associated with bondage, discipline, whipping, riding crops, shackles, mummification, strap-ons, ooh, all kinds of good stuff. Yeah, lots of fun, kinky stuff. That I think tonight, I mean, there might be some exceptions, but is mostly going to be applied by the so-called fairer gender. I don't know how fair they're going to be tonight, though. I think they're going to not be too fair. That's okay, though, because tonight, yes, the femdoms rule Bonoboville, and yes, we are getting ready. We are beating the drums. See, we beat the drum so hard last week with the DTs that we beat the bottom right out of it. And we're beating the drums and the buns for DomCon 2016 in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
We are very, very excited to attend, as we did last year. But this year, yours truly is going to present the Bonobo Way. The most femdom apes on earth. That's what the bonobos are. And they inspire us to understand that our urges towards female domination and discipline of certain, you could say male energies, but all kinds of energies, female and male, that has a very primal basis to it, as the bonobos let us know. So anybody that tells you that kink is somehow a human perversion only, and that it's not natural, just take a page from the playbook of the bonobos, the most femdom apes on Earth. And not only is it natural, but they show that when the ladies are in charge, and in this case, not just the young ones, but the MILFs rule Bonoboville with a firm but gentle hand, keeping the males gentle and firm. And yes, the males like it because they get laid a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of sex in Bonoboville of all kinds, not just the intercourse kind, the PIV, penis and vagina, but, you know, all kinds of outer course, all kinds of sex. And they have never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity. They are the make love, not war chimpanzees. Not that they're totally nonviolent. No. They, you know, slap each other around sometimes. A little spanking, you know, holding down, and sometimes roughhousing and sometimes really hurting. But they stop short of killing, which is exceptional among great apes, especially humans. We kill each other all the time. So maybe we could learn something from the bonobos. And I'm excited to learn something tonight from our guests. Now, I think we've had enough of this drum. It's very heavy. And it attacked you last time. By the way, this is Dayton Rain's bonobo. Here she is, wearing her corset, looking nice. Turn around, show off your little panties. There you go. Show off those buns. Yes, we beat the drums and the buns here in Bonoboville. And this is kind of heavy, so I know, you can do this, right? You got your glove and everything.
Got my glove.
Okay. And I'm excited to introduce my featured guest tonight. She is the DomCon 2016 MC, and here she is. That's Mistress of Ceremonies. And I met her very briefly at DomCon 2015, but I'm so thrilled to meet Goddess Faye Black. Let's put your hands together.
Thank you very much.
Wow. I mean, I wore my high boots, but I still feel shrimpy. Can you stand up next to me and show off? How tall are you exactly?
Oh. I am 6'3" without my heels. So generally, I run from about 6'7" to 6'9", depending on what size heels I'm wearing.
Wow. That's tall and amazing, and you look beautiful.
Her tits are
amazing.
Thank
you very much. Mm.
Yes. Now, of course, Dayton has a bit of a breast fetish for her own as well as others.
As do I.
Okay. So can we... I think I have the size written down here, but it's so big I can't remember. Oh, 32H.
Yes.
Wow.
H.
Yes.
H. Well, the 32 H part is also impressive because that's shows she's very slim and petite around here. 32, like you're a 32.
I'm a 32,
right,
triple
right.
D.
Right. But she's a...
Well, I'm 5 feet.
I'm a 45.
Yes, no, I definitely have a very thin body frame, which has been very nice, and it makes having larger breasts make my body look even thinner, which I like.
Yes.
And a dominatrix Barbie.
You are a dominatrix Barbie. That is what you are. And when did you become that?
Well, it's been over a few years that I've kind of developed this body, probably, I don't know, the last 5 years or so. I guess getting into the professional dom world has been about 4.5 years.
Okay. And now you own the House of Black?
Yes, I do.
Which we'll talk about briefly right now, but come back to.
Sure,
so
yeah.
It's
a 3,000-square-foot kink play space down in San Diego.
Okay, San Diego. We're
nice.
Excited. We're going to San Diego next
week. Oh, please.
Yes.
Diego. Please come see me.
Well, maybe I will. Yes. I got to hear more about it. I'm going to see the bonobos. They're at the zoo.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, the San Diego Zoo is a lot of fun stuff to see, definitely.
It does.
The bonobos. I'll have to come check it out with you,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, maybe. So we love San Diego. Do you dom a lot of retired military guys?
I do. And no, active military guys.
Oh, active too. Wow, they need it really hard, huh?
Yes, they do. Very hard. They might try to
balance these guys out, right?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes,
I think
definitely.
You do. I mean, now, where are you from, San Diego?
No, I am not. I was a military kid.
Oh,
so
really?
I grew up, my dad was Air Force, so I moved around a lot. But I've lived in San Diego for about 9 years.
So you moved around a lot. But I bet, you know, the kids were all intimidated by you when you moved into town.
Definitely.
I mean, when did you get your growth spurt?
I've always been tall.
Always?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
And
I've always been like a head taller than everyone.
Were you dominant when you were a kid or just a great basketball player?
I was neither of those things. No, I was very bossy. Mm. I don't necessarily know that I was dominant. I was very bossy.
Bossy. And the difference being inexperience or?
Yes. Mm. Yes. Not knowing how to channel that dominance.
Mm-hmm. So. Not knowing how to really dominate, because bossy people are not always obeyed.
This is very
dominant
true.
Person. You yeah. pretty much figure if they're going to dominate, somebody's obeying them.
Yes.
Okay. So you were bossy and people weren't doing what you wanted.
Well, the height kind of helped.
Oh, okay.
They were still intimidated, so yeah. I had that factor. Uh-huh. But I have four younger brothers, so.
Oh, wow. Are they as tall yeah. as you?
No.
Really? You're the tallest?
I am the tallest, yes.
Whoa.
One is catching up to me. They're all very young still, so I'm kind of waiting to see what's going to happen.
Okay. Hey, bros. How you doing? Do they know what Sis does?
I think a couple of them know. Yeah. My parents definitely know.
Okay. And how do they feel?
My dad is, he loves me.
Good.
He doesn't necessarily agree with me, but he
okay.
loves me.
Okay.
And my mother, she's a very interesting sexual being herself, so she was pretty positive.
Yeah. Interesting sexual being. Mm-hmm. Is yeah. she also tall?
She's pretty tall for a woman. She's about 5'10".
Okay. Yeah. And is your father taller than you? No.
No.
You tower over the whole family.
It's a random
wow.
gene in my family. Yeah.
Interesting. And... what religion did you grow up with? Any? Or?
Yes, Pentecostal Christian.
Mm, amen and amen. Whoa, that's some
so
serious
all that
religion.
Speaking in tongues and
you spoke
falling
in tongues.
On the floor and all that stuff. Yeah.
Right. You have a far way to fall on the floor, too.
I mean, this is true.
You could hurt yourself falling on the floor.
I just make my subs fall on the floor for me instead.
There you go. I mean, you've created a religion around you.
Yes, that's why I chose the title goddess. Yeah.
Okay. And the color black, as well as I read that you like pink, so I wore
pink
for you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's very beautiful.
Well,
I can't stop looking at your boobs. Actually,
oh,
right now, so.
I can't stop looking at yours.
Well,
we're all boobalicious. By the way, a shout out to Carrie Weissman, who just wrote an article for Alternet where she quotes me about why people have boob obsessions. You know, it's one of the more basic fetishes.
I read that.
Yeah. Just that all you're going to say? Didn't you think
well,
that was brilliant?
I thought it was.
Okay, thank you.
People say, well, I mean, I can't be, you know, I just read it. I'm saying I read it.
Good. Good girl. You'll get an A for the class.
Thank
maybe.
Can
we have a knife?
With a spanking. So, okay, you are going to be the mistress of ceremonies of DomCon.
Yes, it is a huge honor. Mm. I was... just very appreciative that they were giving me that honor this year.
Yes, and Mistress Cyan, of course, is basically the mistress of DomCon, and she originated DomCon, founded it, and we love Mistress Cyan. She gave me my first adult birthday spanking in public, right? Yeah, because, okay. Yes.
Wow.
First
awesome.
Adult birthday spanking in
lucky
public.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
Mistress Cyan is amazing.
And over her knee and everything. You know,
wow.
Yeah, yeah. And that was in 2004. And I had a bunch of clowns, porn clowns, at my birthday. It was very surreal. With Mr. Cyan spanking me over her knee and these porn clowns sitting in the cake and just doing
that's
crazy
brilliant.
Things, throwing rubber chickens. And it was a birthday, you know. And I love Mr. Cyan. She's a great inspiration. She's a great entrepreneur. I mean, Sanctuary and DomCon. And, of course, a great snake tail whip mistress, as well as, of course, she whipped cancer.
Yeah. Woo!
You know. So.
Yeah, she's been a huge inspiration to me since I got into the industry. I've always kind of idolized her and wanted to really create something like she's kind of done for the L.A. scene down
yeah.
in San Diego.
Oh, okay. And she's kind of tall.
She is kind of tall.
Yeah.
Actually, the first time we saw each other, it was like an instant connection because of the height thing.
The tall, like, you can look into each other's eyes.
Yes.
It's not true. Most people, you're looking at the top of their heads.
Yes, this is true. I see a lot of the top of the heads. This
wow.
is true.
Okay. So you have some specialties that you enjoy that you practice, I guess, on clients and friends, or
yes, only for anyone clients? Who's willing.
Okay.
No, I definitely kink is my life. Dominating people is my life. It's something I very much enjoy. My specialties are probably I love doing mummification type bondage. That's something I really, really like doing. Saran wrap,
right?
And
not with those old Egyptian bandages. Saran wrap, right?
No. Yeah. Although that could be interesting at some point.
Yeah. Well,
just to try it, you know.
Right.
But no, I like doing that. I very much like playing with needles as well. That's something that's fun.
Needles.
Violet wand play. That's something. A lot of sensory depth, and I'm a sensation player, so I like pulling
violet
in all
wands
those.
Are kind of electrical play.
Yeah.
Mm, sizzle, sizzle.
Yeah.
By the way, I also want to give a shout out to Raven Ray, who was here, Madam Raven, who was here a few weeks ago for Lupercalia, and she is also going to be an MC at DomCon, so we're excited to see
Good
her again.
Good friend of mine, Raven is awesome.
Yeah, we love Raven.
Hey, Raven.
So, okay.
When is DomCon? When
you don't
is it?
Know when it is.
May.
Like, I do my talk on the 21st, so I think it starts on
18th.
The 18th.
Yes.
And there's, like, a red carpet thing. Woo-hoo. And there's some different gatherings. There's all kinds of exciting play parties and workshops, ponies. We also know Selena Minx, Mistress Selena Minx, who I've known since 1996. Do you know her?
I do know her.
She is awesome.
Beautiful
and
lady.
She will be one of the judges of the pony contest.
Yes. And I have participated in the pet show as a handler and a judge for the last several years.
Uh-huh.
And it is always so much fun to watch all of those people like really get into their characters of their animals.
Yeah,
that
it is.
And it's super sexy.
It is. I think it would be super fun to watch you get further into your character of who you are.
Well, I would love to show you who I am.
Okay. So I know you brought some friends.
I did. I brought some of my lovely friends from San Diego.
Yes.
As well as one of my very good friends here in L.A.
Yes.
And I've been referring to them as the Femdom 4 lately because we have this whole comic book character.
I love that. I
nerdy
love that.
Side to us. So.
I call them the Fantastic Femdom 4.
Yes, that's even
just
better.
Just to get the Fantastic 4 in there. And also, I feel that it is so bonobo because just to go over for a moment, class, the bonobos are Femdom. The females are pretty dominant. You know, the males have some power, and interestingly, they have fangs, and they're bigger than the females, so they don't have the height advantage. They have to mentally dominate, which we always have to do when it involves consensuality. You know, you gotta mentally dominate. And bonobos do this, bonobo females, through being very aggressive about sex, liking sex, wanting sex, just wanting the kind of sex that they want, as well as through female solidarity, through camaraderie, because, you know, they're like a sisterhood, but they're not blood sisters. They stick together. So even though one bonobo male is bigger than one bonobo female and could defeat her, if she sticks around with her sisters, one or two, they can easily defeat him. See? Numbers. Strength in numbers. Girls go out together.
Yes, I've always been in support of the women of the community. That's something I find incredibly valuable is us all to kind of be able to be ourselves, but be ourselves together.
I think that's such a beautiful thing for any female community, any, you know, and female being defined in many different ways, of course. I'm not going to get into all the definitions, but the feminine, the female. And I just feel that it is very, very key to just peace on earth. And, you know, a lot of society's rules and cultural customs sort of pit women against each other.
So true.
Certainly even in the femdom world, certainly in the professional world, women are pitted against each other. And it's better when we're not.
I think it's amazing because we all have such different personalities and different strengths and different unique qualities to us. So we can all bring something to the table. We don't have to be on our own. We can totally take those strengths and put them all together.
All right. Well, you're a great example of that. And we're going to get this Femdom 4 up here in a moment. But first we have this kind of, sort of, like I said, not all the people that honor the female are born females. We have the sissies.
Yes, we have Justina, who is my right hand, has helped serve me for how many years now? It's been...
Over two, which
has been just amazing. And I surround myself a lot with lots of people who like to portray their feminine side. And that's something I really value.
Yes. So what is that? I mean, do you specialize in feminization?
Yes, I do. I definitely specialize in feminization. That's something that I very much enjoy taking boys and turning them into girls and letting them have their girl side too, and just valuing that.
Are there any common denominators of the boys that want to bring out their girl side for you?
They all like me. I don't know.
No,
I think I just have an energy that makes them feel really comfortable. And so I tend to just be very relaxed and wanting them to be able to express who they are and who they've always felt like they wanted to express.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever play mommy as well?
No, maybe older sister. I can pull that out since I'm pretty used to doing that.
Well, I was just thinking because, you know, a lot of guys who have mommy fixations of different sorts, when it comes to a real life encounter, they want the person playing mommy to be bigger than them. And that's not easy for some of these, you know, good guys. But
it's not,
maybe it's something you'll grow into.
Maybe that's true. I have time.
Yes. So beautiful. So feminization and strap on. You like to wear
strap-ons?
Yes,
I love my strap on. I'm very big about gender fluidity and androgyny and stuff like that. I've always really liked having, I have very masculine traits, but I have very feminine traits too, you know, are stereotypical. And so the strap-on is just kind of my outwardly expression of like, well,
yes,
I can wear a big cock too. So
yes, you can.
Would you like to see that?
Yes, I would like to see
okay.
that. Yes, that would be, don't we want to see that?
I want to see it.
We definitely want to see that. We're excited about that. We've seen pictures, but now she's here in person.
It's a big black cock.
Goddess Faye. Black is her name, so she's not going to wear a pink.
And once you go black, Faye Black, you never go back.
Never go back. You go Faye Black here. Whoa. Like her little gag right there. And she's putting on the strap-on big black cock. I would call that a BBC.
That's a BBC.
That's a BBC.
And in the porn world, that's definitely a BBC.
Mm. And it's lovely, actually. It's... quite large.
Well, thank you very much.
And so how big is that? What's the size?
This is at about 11 and a half inches.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, it's a little one. I see.
Yeah, it's pretty small. You can't really tell that I'm wearing.
What do you do with a five-foot person? I'm 5 feet, 11 and a half. I don't know. Where's that going to go? Out my throat?
I can lay you on the bed, and you can hang your head off, and we can do some...
No, I'm all good today.
Well, how about your sissy? Does sissy want to clean up or something?
Yeah, I think so. It hasn't gotten sucked today, so I'm thinking that's pretty sad. So maybe you want to crawl over here.
That's very sad, my baby.
Yeah, it is very sad.
Well, let's not stay sad long.
Needs to be cleaned by my little French maid here.
Oh, yes. I have a great view over here.
Maybe we should get to this.
All righty then.
There we go.
I have my Buck Angel glass dildo here. Oh, yes. That leg is open. What a long leg you have, ma'am.
and that's why I have such a big cock.
Three legs here. One of them is the size of some people's actual legs. Wow.
And look at how Justina just does such a good job at getting that.
He's doing a good job. He's got like... Up. 4 inches that he's getting when he really goes down.
Yeah, I want to see kind of how.
Okay, let's
how
see
much
how
can
much
there.
Can you get? And I noticed there's no hands.
I know. What? My balls are being very lonely right now. I think they need to be stroked.
Oh, you might need to use a hand. Oh yes.
Yeah.
Nicely manicured hands. Sissies must be manicured.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we get matching pedicures like once a month.
Can I touch your sissy's hair?
You may touch the
Thank
sissy's
you.
Hair, yeah. Justina likes being stroked a little bit there. Oh, and now we can see that beautiful cock in that mouth.
Wow.
And
wow,
see, we like a bit of androgyny, so we leave a little bit of the facial hair.
I see. Yeah. I see. This sissy has a beard. No question.
You know, I don't even see it
anymore,
really.
This is an androgynous thing. What?
I've been around her so much that it just totally disappears in my brain. Like,
right.
I just see her as Justina.
Wow. Yeah. So it's a relationship.
Oh, totally. Yes. Uh-huh. She serves me on a daily basis.
Does she live with you or she lives somewhere else?
She lives somewhere else. She comes over to House of Black every day and helps me clean up and helps me organize my toys and cleans up my space and does my laundry. And she gets to hand wash my underwear.
Wow. What a privilege.
Yes.
And the dildos, too. She has to wash those with her tongue.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's
doing that now. And definitely sucking. Had she had experience as a sissy, or did you turn her out?
No, she had experience. Mm-hmm. She's definitely been a part of the community for a while and has taught me a few things, which has been cool about the community. We met at a Mistress Ellen, who is a Dom Con. She actually runs
Pet
show.
The pet show and the horsey show. Yes. She wears that riding outfit.
Yes.
It looks very, very precise.
We met at a tea at Mistress Ellen's house.
Uh-huh.
And it was a Alice in Wonderland themed tea. And I was dressed as the Queen of Hearts.
Of course.
And Justina was dressed as Alice. I did not chop off her head, obviously.
Alice, yes.
So, yeah.
And she's going to keep sucking that until
you say
stop.
Oh, yeah, until I say stop. So we could be here all night.
Well, I might like to ask her some things, like why she likes serving you.
Okay.
You know, so what
would
she
you
gets
please
out
stop sucking
that.
My cock so you can answer?
You're such a sweetie for us. Would you like to be called a giantess or an Amazon, or is that not you?
You know, it's not really me.
Okay.
Obviously, yeah, I know I have the features of such, but
you're a goddess.
I'm a goddess.
That's
that's me.
All right. Well, I would like to know, just in a few words, why you love to serve your goddess, Faye. Turn around.
Why do I love to serve Goddess Faye? Oh, my. Do we have 6 hours to talk about this?
She said a few words.
She just struck me as being...
Struck. Good verb.
Just kind of the epitome of a woman that I wanted to be around.
Why?
And I wanted to submit to her and to serve her in whatever way she wanted. And she has allowed me to do that. And for that, I am very, very grateful.
All right. Well,
that's
thank
really
you for
sweet.
That was very sweet.
You're very sweet.
Yes.
Thank you.
Don't make me cry on camera.
Oh. Yes. And you have some experience, so, you know.
I mean, some
slaves are very discerning. It takes a lot for them to give up that power and control and surrender.
Oh, completely. Yeah. I mean, I think it takes a strong, really, really strong person to be a submissive. I never discount what a submissive gives me when they hand me those keys to letting me dominate them and control them.
Do you mind? Can I ask him a personal question?
You can ask.
Her, him, you.
Her.
Her.
Definitely.
Can I ask you, now, you sucked that sort of latex cock very well. Do you suck real cocks or just the latex?
No, ma'am. I'm a lesbian.
Okay. So you're not like, it's not like you want to, you don't want to have sex with men.
No, I don't.
Not really. But you do that for her.
Yes.
And is that like jumping over a hurdle, or is that like opening up to a revelation?
No, she is my goddess. And when she wants me to do that, I very, very gladly do that for her. It's a form of submission.
It's a form of submission.
And a form of service that I perform for her.
Okay. So you don't, like, go to glory holes and...
No, ma'am.
No, okay. Just wanting to know. you know.
We are all lesbians here.
Well, we have a lot of male lesbians. We do. We definitely do. Max used to have a T-shirt that said, "Nobody knows I'm a lesbian." And so, yeah. There's a lot of male lesbians, or just, you know, there's a lot of bonobo males that want to have some female guidance.
Yes.
And it's a nice
please
thing. You know, it comes in different forms. Yes, just guide me towards sex in some form. Pleasure, please. Otherwise, I might start a war or run for president.
I would have no fun without that, so.
Yes. All right, so this is your sissy, and you have some other, you have another slave, a slave boy Julia.
Yes, I have slave boy Julia. Why don't you come up here?
Oh, slave boy Julia.
We have our slutty little schoolgirl outfit going today.
I see, yes, with rips in her stockings, worthy of
punishment. Yeah, she's going to get punished for that,
oh,
I think.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the poor child has been molested.
Yes, and she's in a Catholic schoolgirl.
One of the ladies tried to rescue her and give her a new pair of stockings, and I was like, no, she's getting punished for that.
Ooh.
She would not let that happen.
So is this your costume idea, or is this something that Goddess dressed you up in?
I actually presented Goddess with a bunch of options. I sent her a bunch of pictures.
Oh, okay.
And she said, "Oh yes, the Catholic schoolgirl."
Schoolgirl, right? Okay. And how do you feel as a Catholic schoolgirl?
Well, it's for me, it's just being feminine and young, and this kind of fits with that.
Yeah.
The Catholic schoolgirl thing, if it pleases Goddess, then it pleases me. But it's not something that I gravitate toward. But
okay.
She
what
does.
What do you gravitate towards?
Just being feminine.
Oh.
And young. Julia's young. That's why I'll generally dress in kind of shorter skirts.
Now let me just make a small public service announcement. When he says young, of course, he's talking about role play, or she.
She, please.
Talking about role play. We're not talking about having sex or even dressing up any actual young underage persons. We are talking about the act of age play or role play that involves adult people just dressing up and acting young, and a lot of people enjoy that. It's obvious why, because, you know, being youthful makes you feel energetic.
Absolutely.
It puts you in touch with that when you were innocent, and, you know, it can revive your flagging, you know, World Trade Center.
Actually, can I tell a secret?
Yes,
Dr.
absolutely.
Susie.
Tell the secret.
Susie's
I hope it's not
nice,
one of mine.
Susie's a nice little Jewish girl, and her family made a little skirts for little Catholic girls.
Oh, right, yes. So I did wear
so
a lot of those growing up. I didn't go to Catholic school. I went to public school, but I had the best wardrobe, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Those plaid skirts are very, very fetching for some reason. I guess, you know, because they are uniforms. That's another thing that people get turned on by is uniforms. Youth uniforms.
I went to British school when I was younger, and so we had uniforms, and
What'd you have to wear?
We had slacks, which were really ugly, but I remember that they had the option to get short skirts too, and that was always something I wanted to do. But my parents like to dress me kind of masculine, so. I don't think it rubbed off at all.
Go ahead.
Well, they didn't dress you up in a strap-on, but
no, I wish.
No, well, you know, parents. Why don't? No, never mind. No, don't do that. I didn't say that. So, what does slave boy Julia do in the context of this outfit? Is there a spanking or a slobbering or is this the one that gets mummified or?
Yeah, I was actually going to have Julia strip down, get rid of the schoolgirl outfit, and give us a little more body so that we can work with that.
Okay.
Yes, got it.
And is this something we need the cross for, or do we need that later?
That would actually kind of be later. I was going to bounce between both of my little girls here. And
bounce. Bouncy, bouncy. Yeah. All right. And so, all right. Well, you dominate there.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. So I can definitely do that. Why don't you go ahead and stand up, my sweetheart, here. And strip. In a sexy way. Come on.
Yeah, let's have a little stripper music to help Slave Boy Julia take off her Catholic schoolgirl outfit while Big Sister Goddess Faye Black stands by in her beautiful pink dress. And
would it be possible to have a couple of the Femdom 4 come join me?
Oh, absolutely. Let's get them up here. Femdom 4. You
why don't you ladies go ahead and come on up?
All of them.
I might need your help for some saran wrapping here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So introduce, please.
So we have the lovely Madam Sydney Jones.
Sydney
here.
Jones, yes. I've been corresponding with Sydney a little bit on Facebook and Twitter.
And then we have Miss Angelina Adams, or Miss Principal Adams, as sometimes I like to call
Angelina Adams. I like her hat. Nice.
And then we have Queen Rocks here on the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lady D Royal. Perfect.
All right. Well, they all look smashing.
Yeah, absolutely. So is this kind of like an army of women?
You could say an army of women.
Yeah, something like
yeah,
that.
I see.
We like I said, we are a little bit nerdy in like our comic books. so we went with the Femdom 4 kind of aspect of things. And then we have special guests that join us here, special heroes.
Barry Bonobo-esque.
See, we're winning. The world is changing.
You can leave your stockings on.
The whole fucking thing's changing.
would someone mind holding this?
Okay. So someone could hold that for her, perhaps, if she's going to talk. So, Goddess Faye, maybe someone could hold the microphone or...
Justina, get over here.
There you go. You have a job, Justina.
You're my right hand. Where are you? Okay. So, which lady wants to grab the other end? Perfect. Thank you.
All right, the Femdom 4 is in action. They are wrapping the slave boy Julia, who is half stripped down, in saran wrap.
I'm a big fan of garter belts and stockings, so I'm going to...
Oh, yes. Wearing the garter belt and stockings. Mm-hmm.
I'm very hands-on when I play, so I use my claws for a lot of different things.
You do have some claws, ma'am. And yes... Sydney Jones is helping the saranning. This is mummification.
So I twist it in the middle to tighten it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, the twisting. Mm-hmm.
Julia has very, very sensitive nipples.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, that goes with being feminine. In touch with her feminine side. Oh, and she got a French pedicure on her toes.
Those stockings. We're going to have to create some with saran wrap, I think.
Yeah. So this is quite a prison here, this saran wrap. Once you're wrapped up like this, you can't get away. Unless somebody lets you out.
Why would I want you?
We didn't hear that, but Slave Boy Julia just said...
Why would I want to?
Is it a kind of ecstasy, Slave Boy Julia? Are you in subspace?
I am getting there.
Okay.
I love this.
Yes, and you're the center of attention. All these beautiful doms just surrounding you with care.
You know, I do it because I have to.
Right. I always
Poor
wonder
Julia.
About that.
Yeah.
Ah.
There's nothing like the sweet smell of duct tape.
Duct tape. Woo. So the duct tape is going around.
I like to put the duct tape on just to give a little bit more seal.
Gotcha. Mm. We use duct tape quite a lot on this show, by the way. So we're very interested in all kinds of uses of duct tape. Yeah.
I've actually made myself a duct tape dress before.
Oh, wow. Well, it's like a bandage thing, you know. And once again, we have the twist. Mm-hmm. Mummification. Goddess Faye Black style. And Goddess Faye will be a mistress of ceremonies at DomCon LA 2015, where we're going to be. We're very excited. You going to be there? Okay. Where's the little microphone? Here's a mic.
Yeah.
Have you been to DomCon LA before? You must have. No, really? Is this mic on?
That
no.
mic is not on. Turn on the mic.
This will there be my first goes. One.
First works. One. Are you excited?
I'm really excited.
All right.
Yeah, I'm excited to see you there.
Oh, great. Don't miss my seminar. Okay, and how about you? Have you ever been to DomCon LA?
This is my first year, too.
First year, too. The FemDom 4 is invading DomCon. And how about you? Have you been?
This will be my third year.
Ah, the third year. So how do you like DomCon? What is it for you?
I like it. I originally went when I was more of an S-type, when I was submissive.
Oh,
and
really?
And now I am exploring my dominant side, so it's like a whole nother world for me.
Nice. You and I both have handcuff earrings on. Look at that.
Yes, we do.
Different ones, though, so we're good.
Perverted minds think alike.
Yeah, yeah, and I like the hat, too. We have different hats. And you're a dominatrix professionally now, or for fun?
I am Goddess Faye's protege. I became very good friends with her. And I was interested in what she was doing, so I asked for a domprenticeship.
Gotcha. I'm interested in what she's doing right now. Excuse me. What is going on here?
Well, I have one of my favorite sensation toys, okay, the Wartenberg wheel.
Like
I said, just Julia has very, very sensitive nipples, so I like to just really play into that.
Okay.
I love how she does the little, like, with her legs.
Yes. There is a definite female coming out of
yes
this burly person here, you know, so right everybody, you know, everybody's every woman has a male inside, every male has a female inside, I think, you know. And part of being more bonobo is getting in touch with your feminine side if you're a man, and your masculine side if you're a woman. And if you're in between, you have to just get
look
in touch
at that.
With everything.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Just so helpless.
Close in on that, man.
Now
close in on all
of
that.
She's also ripped her stockings really bad.
Yeah, I think that we should make her turn around, because I think her ass should get some a little bit of a beating
spanking,
here.
Yeah. I think it's time for an old-fashioned spanking, especially because you arrived with the Catholic school girls.
Can we move this
there?
Chair out so that we can actually get her bent over my knee?
Yes, definitely.
Yes, got it.
So maybe Sissy Slave here can help with the chair. Sissy is being very useful, I can understand.
She is my right hand. Basically, if I need anything done.
And you don't have any hands. Well, a lot of good you are.
Not much.
Maybe we should sit on the bed. Let's do that.
All right.
Over here, Julia. Get over my
get
over my leg. I'm sorry, you might have something in your chest. No. There you go.
There you go.
Oh.
Whoa.
We're gonna get friendly with a.
All right.
There we go. Look at this.
All right. Well, it's automatically,
ass.
You know, Measure B's compliant because of all the Saran wrap. There's really no human contact almost. Spank that butt. Oh yeah. Now. put the microphone on the other side so we don't see the microphone in the
there
pictures. Right.
Caught on my boobs.
I do like your idea. I'm teaching you how to be a production assistant. you know, it's
good.
Good.
We need this.
To put the microphone nearby, but try to keep it out of the picture. There you go. Spank, spank, spank. Oh, moan for the people.
And like I said, I have these wonderful claws. So I'm
you do. Ooh, and you have the back and forth nail polish too. What's
yes.
That?
Oh, we match.
Great goddesses think alike. You know. Yeah. Whack, whack, whack. Very, very spankable. Yes. Would you like a paddle? What I use as a paddle is my book.
Oh, that's genius. I like this idea.
Yes, this is book spanking.
Now when I write a book, I know what to do with it.
Either. Yep, there you go.
Oh, it works.
Very good.
Very well. I'm very, very happy with this.
Be well read or get well read on your ass. We'll spank that bonobo way right into your butt. That's what it's good for. You can read it and get spanked with it.
Curve it a little here. Get a
there you go.
Good little thud.
That gets more of a thud. And this is something that, you know, people who like books should try, I think. I looked it up on the internet, book spanking, and there isn't much. But, you know, sometimes you just don't have a regular paddle around, but you're in a library. You know, yeah, a big dictionary or something would be good for the really bad ones, yeah.
Ooh,
but she's
that was
whacking.
A good one.
Yeah.
Thank you,
whacking, slay,
oh,
Julia,
see, I love that.
Much.
Thank you, Goddess.
Yeah,
that's delicious.
That is.
Thank
it's making
you, Goddess.
My cock hard.
Ooh, he did it again.
Thank you, Goddess. Thank you, Goddess.
Oh yeah.
Oh. Justina, I think you should hand me that spoon right there.
Oh, there you go. The spoon. You know that is a ritual in where is it? Certain Muslim societies, actually. To whack people with a wooden spoon on spring holidays. So we are totally in tune with spring. And
I think it's in all societies. Somebody's whacking somebody.
Well, yeah. Birthday whacks, springtime whacks.
When people ask me if I was ever a submissive, I said yes, well, pretty much as a child because I was spanked with
wooden
spoons.
You were spanked?
Yes.
Ah, by mom or dad?
By both.
Ooh, yeah. So are you getting back at your slaves?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
But I can appreciate what it feels like already.
Mm. And did you ever like it? Or
maybe.
Ah. And were you spanked bare bottom?
I was spanked bare bottom.
Those Pentecostal Christians. They
are
so kinky. I tell you. Between the Catholics and the Pentecostal Christians and the Orthodox Jews.
What they spank you
The
with?
Most religious people are the kinky.
Wooden spoon. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, I was whacked in Georgia at a camp.
Yes, got it.
A Christian camp.
Yes.
Bored.
Possibly.
Oh, could you grab a microphone?
Serious.
Feet ticklish. There's a mic right there in your lovely hand that maybe, did you want to ask a question about Slave Julia?
Slave Julia, are your feet ticklish?
They may be.
Challenge accepted.
Now here is your Dom Prentice.
Yes, my Dom protege. I didn't really have to do that much. This bitch has a lot of kink to her.
Yes.
And I think as starting as a submissive, you already have kind of a repertoire already built up in your head.
Oh, yes. Oh, and she takes charge of that foot.
Yeah, she does.
And, you know, she doesn't have your height, so she's really got to take charge through her sheer will.
Yes.
Of course, he is tied up, or she is tied up pretty well with the saran wrap. So.
Yeah, I don't think she's really going anywhere at this point.
Again, why just would I want to?
Attention whore.
All right, so let's hear it for Goddess Faye Black,
Woo!
Slave Julia, and of course, Sissy Justine, and the Femdom 4. Everybody here. I think we're going to take a break in a few minutes. Are we ready for break time? Should we bring the cross up here? Or we should take
I
a break.
I think we should bring the cross up during
the break. We're going to bring up the cross. We're going to have some exciting bondage and discipline from the Femdom 4 and Goddess Faye Black, MC of DomCon 2016, where we will be with the Bonobo Way. So we're very excited. We're just drumming up excitement for DomCon here.
Woo!
And just
Woo-hoo-hoo!
For ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even yeah. Max is excited about DomCon because he likes yeah. to stay in hotels. Yeah. So
I'm all excited. I'm going to be hanging around all these.
Yeah, beautifully dressed. I've been doing these lectures on the Bonobo Way in different forms.
Walking
I did
art
one
pieces
for ecosexuality down in Puerto Rico, which was fabulous. Everybody wore flip-flops, though. And then I did one in Berkeley on
good
non-monogamy, polyamory. You're polyamorous,
mm-hmm.
right? Yes, flip-flops are a good spanking.
They are.
I couldn't use them as that, though, because this was a university lecture.
Oh, darn.
I can't spank the students. It's not like corporal
no,
punishment. They're
true.
Really
you
in school.
To jail,
they're
like
really in school. And by the way, there's a lot of teaching going on. Mr. Cyan is going up to do a lecture, a series of lectures at Stanford on BDSM.
I've actually lectured a few times at human sexuality classes.
Oh, yeah? Do you whack her in front of people?
No. Actually, I had another person that was doing the lecturing and had been talking about doing cross-dressing and everything, so we ended up doing our own little demo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you got to, you know, tread a fine line, but we've been doing that at UC Berkeley and UC Puerto Rico, Mayagüez, but now, I mean, the doms of DomCon just... Wow. I mean, what should I wear?
I'm so excited. I don't know what to wear either.
I know. We're so excited.
Latex.
I'm only used to AVN, see?
Well, I just got a fitting today for three different latex outfits.
Really? And who makes them?
Jane Doe.
Give us
Jane Doe.
Shout out or website, anything.
Yes, Jane Doe Latex. You can...
Jane
I think it's just
Jane Doe Latex.
Jane Doe Latex.
I'm not sure if she's on Twitter, but
okay.
I know her website,
she is,
Jane.
She is.
Hollywood Villains.
Yes.
Hollywood
yes,
Villains. Del Rey. I'm shouting out to Del Rey, who is now tweeting. And by the way, Del Rey produced this show, so let's hear it for Del Rey.
Del Rey! Rey! Woo!
Woo! And Roberto Bonobo brought you your chambord that we have here.
Well, thank
you. Oh.
We like to please the goddess. So so we're going to take a little break, move the cross onto the stage, be back with the Femdom 4 of San Diego, and, of course, yes, Dayton Reigns of Bonoboville, and
I'm not
goddess Faye Black.
So
don't come yet, and don't go away. We'll be right back. Hi, Igor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the make love, not war, great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust. Greater trust and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
are going to have a Sibian ride for Masturbation Month. Yes.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. Uh-oh. She's mounting the Sibian. Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride. It's my best friend.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa. Yeah. Holy what? Shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the Womb Room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy.
I'm jealous.
Exactly.
Take a deep breath.
So
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Sonnez les matines. Ding dang dong.
Princesse en français.
Oui.
Oui. Oui. Princesse, vas-y.
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. You're a wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen, Dr. Susan Block.
I think we have orgasm, Houston. Woo! And let's have a hand. Orgasm.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
We made it.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, we're gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the Sibian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, to the Dr. Susan Block Show, broadcasting live from Bonoboville in the womb. with Captain Max. So we're going to make a couple little announcements before we get back to our exciting show with Goddess Faye Black and the Femdom 4. Getting ready for DomCon. And we should take a little moment here to talk about a few things with Captain Max. First of all, it's our anniversary next Saturday. Okay, so join us.
Hooray.
And we're celebrating 24 years.
And little
lawfully wedded bliss. There's some unlawful, maybe in the past. But now it's totally lawfully wedded bliss. So be there or just tune in April 9th. And So people are dying. I don't know. I mean, yeah, people are always dying. But it seems like more people we know are dying. Maybe because we're getting
please
older.
On the set, do we have an obituary?
An obituary corner.
We're reading obituaries right now, the death of friends and family. And
and all kinds of people.
And others.
People. So I just found out through our friend John Clark that Dr. Tony Grant died. And, of course, if you...
Does anybody know who Tony Grant
if,
is?
If you're... older, you might know that she was a pioneer radio psychologist and a pioneer of media advice. I mean, she was the first to give advice, with a PhD. People gave advice, of course, on the radio, but, you know, DJs and stuff. But she had this PhD, went to Vassar, and she gave advice, and she became a huge sensation. And one day, she called me up. And she asked me to write a book with her, and I did. And this is the book. It's called Being a Woman. You'll notice it doesn't have my name on the cover. That was a source of contention for us. I had a great time with Tony Grant. But as she says in the inside cover, she says that I collaborated with her on the writing of this book. Thanks. This is a book. Okay. And where is that? But in any case, it's not on the cover. And when I asked for cover credit, my warmest thanks to Susan Block for her collaboration on this manuscript. Fancy name for book.
Didn't you write it?
Well, I have to say I collaborated. I think that's accurate. I did collaborate. I wrote part of it. I wrote half of it, and half of it is my ideas, half of it's her ideas. Most of it's my writing, most of it's her ideas. But when I asked for cover credit, because I was a bold little bonobo, even though I didn't know about bonobos, that was it. She just cut everything off. And I said, why don't you give me cover credit? Because everybody knows I've been writing this book with you, all your friends and journalists. She took me around to the greatest restaurants and parties in L.A. And as soon as the book came out, people said, she didn't write her own book, that I wrote it. And it was true. And so what am I going to do? I just said, yeah, okay. And then she wouldn't talk to me anymore. But, she wrote this book to bring out the feminine side of women at a time when women were very immersed in feminism. And I say she wrote because this was her idea. I was pretty much a feminist. I didn't really need to bring out such a submissive feminine side, but I was interested in it. And so I agreed to write this book with her, and I learned a lot about, the mistress and the Madonna and the whore and the Amazon and women. And I, like I said, went on cruises, had a great time. And the purpose of this, she said, women, are great at being feminist, but we need to get a man, right? And she wanted an alpha male. So she got herself a multimillionaire, John Bell of Bell Boxing, right, Max? And I got myself Max, and we went our separate ways.
A poor man.
Yeah, but I've had a very rich life, and we somehow have a very rich life. And I don't know. I don't know what to make of her life. I mean, it's her life, and there isn't much about her on the internet. You know, you see her at a few charity events, and she had a huge apartment in L.A. that she sold in like 2009 that was worth like, I don't know,
$3 million. $3,780,000, Captain Max.
Yeah. One bedroom. Can you?
One bedroom and two bathrooms. We looked it up.
No basement. That's a little
amazing. Terrorist. Amazing. So, yeah. She had a she just amassed this fortune with by marrying this guy, and she was always very successful. She had a great career, and she kind of gave up her career for her man. So I kind of created my career with my man, in a way. So I kind of like my path better. But I did want to say, rest in peace, or as Del Rey would say, rest in pleasure. I don't know how much pleasure you have under the earthworms. But, you know, just vaya con Dios, Tony Grant, Dr. Tony Grant. Here's a picture of her. She looks really good here. You know, this is Tony Grant. And Max Neuer, yeah. So we're going to say goodbye to her. And we actually created a great romantic evening for her and John Cypher, who was an actor, one of the stars of Hill Street Blues. Now that goes way back, too. Right, Max? Max is preoccupied, I guess. We're talking about you. Whoa. Max is bilious. What? Max, does he even hear me? What is going on there? Okay, he's got his headsets off. All right. My husband. Yay, let's hear it for Max. The captain. Max, do you hear me? No.
I think I'm going to turn his mic off.
And I hear you breathing like you're having sex. What the hell is going on?
All right.
Where is he?
I don't know. Max is going bye-bye.
Okay, maybe he's not even in the womb room. I mean, maybe he's not even in the... Okay. All right, well, anyway, we were going to do some more, but I'm not going to do it because he's not here. I do want to give a short shout-out to another person who passed away, Deborah Moore, who was a bonobo primatologist with the Bonobo Conservation Initiative. So thanks for good work. And... I'm kind of worried about what happened to Max with all that heavy breathing, but
he went upstairs. Got a message from Del Rey.
And he was wearing his microphone, but no headsets.
But
I needed an explanation for that. You know, as a concerned wife of 24 years, hearing all that, I wasn't sure if he was having sex with somebody or actually harming himself or both at the same time. So. Okay, well, anyway, brothers and sisters of Bonoboville, we are back, and I would like to welcome back my featured guest, Goddess Faye Black. So put your hands together, and let's welcome her back. And so now, yes, here we are, and turn that on, make sure it's
Thank
on.
Thank you.
There we are. Okay, we're excited to have you back. And,
Thank you.
And now we have a lovely sick kitty. I guess it's a cross, a St. Andrew's cross.
Yes, I'm looking forward to using that. I did want to say one thing. Congratulations on your anniversary coming up.
Oh, thank you.
That's wonderful.
Right. I think I still have a husband, although the heavy breathing was a little worrisome. But
I've actually been married for about 10 years.
Oh,
and
really?
I admire when a couple works together so well. My husband's been extremely supportive of my business as well.
Wow. Is he here?
So he is not here tonight, but he has his own work that he had to kind of get done, but he is a major support to me, and so I'd like to actually just say thank you to him.
Thank you, him.
Mr.
Shout out.
Mr. Black.
Mr. Black. Yeah. Yes. And can I ask a personal question?
Sure.
Do you have a dominant submissive relationship with him?
No. He is the one who introduced me sort of to kink. You know, before then I started was like, oh, well, I kind of did some stuff in childhood and whatnot. But
He introduced me, and he is very much a switch, so he likes to kind of play both sides.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So you do play. Yeah, so we definitely do play together, yes. Good. And it's very delicious.
Yes, very good. So you actually switch, too, with him sometimes?
I'm not really a switch, necessarily, but I like sensations. So I will tell him how to please me.
Okay.
And maybe bottom and let him spank me or something, but I'm pretty much like do it this way, right. Do it that way, yeah. that kind of thing.
And spankings are, you know, almost like a massage, like a trip
exactly.
to the spa.
Yes.
They can be.
Yeah. Really. So different, like a lot of the implements that I'll use, I'll tell him how to use them on
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, we have this cross, and we have to do Bonoboville Communion.
I know we have to do Bonoboville Communion, but we have to let Goddess Faye show her.
One
stuff.
Thing. We're going to show one thing.
Okay.
Then we're doing Bonoboville Communion and see
I'll
if
get naked.
One more thing.
What is Bonoboville Communion? That sounds fantastic.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll do that.
You want to do communion before you?
However you want to do it. That just sounds really
me.
Fantastic.
Well, you being a Pentecostal Christian girl, you know, communion is a religious ritual that
yes.
we have here in Bonoboville. But instead of the body of the Lord, we simply have some salt that we will put on someone's body.
Oh.
And then instead of the blood of the Lord, we have these fine liqueurs, including Chambord, if you like, mm-hmm. and Ron de Jeremy rum. You could have Ron down your throat. And we also have agua coco leaf liqueur. It is an herbal liqueur.
I'm okay.
That,
no,
now Max is still speaking. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, hi.
Oh, hi. You're
I'm
okay
sorry.
Now.
Oh, yeah, I'm
yeah,
fine.
You left in the middle of of our poignant
yes.
moment
yes.
there. Husbands do that. They,
well, because
you know.
The bladder was calling.
Ah, the bladder was
the
calling.
The bladder that I don't actually have.
Oh, nature.
The fake bladder. You know, some people
the
have
fake
boobs. My
bladder.
Husband has a fake bladder. And it works very well, you know, but sometimes it calls.
Yes.
So, anyway, when we do communion,
it's handmade
basically,
like the, whiskey, the
our
vodka.
Ass producer, who is also our tit producer, is Dayton Raines, and she has produced her boobs. Well, actually, a doctor.
Is this
too.
Where we're taking salt from?
Yeah, you could. Would you like to?
I would love to.
Would you like
that
to?
That would be fantastic.
All right, so maybe you could bring yourself over
I will
here.
Bring myself.
Yes, and.
Oh, girl on her knees.
It's very sacred, very sacred.
This okay, so
this
now.
This whole thing is very
the
sacred.
The thing is, you're very low to the ground for Goddess Faye to reach.
I'm only so tall. I can only get this
right.
tall.
Right. So maybe you should get right here.
Right here?
Yeah. You can sit on my dick here, Dayton.
Oh, oh, yay.
Good idea.
Sit on my dick. Not down there, up here.
Oh, okay.
Right up here, right up against. There you go. You sit right
boobs
back.
Right in my face.
Whoa, yes, boobs okay. in your face.
I don't know if they're going to be in your face because I'm so short.
No,
I can bend down a little.
You're doing good. This is, yeah.
How's that?
Arch that back. Very nice. All right. So now.
You're sitting on the.
Thick pillow.
Now, Jake.
Not yours, Jake.
I need a drink prepared now that the altar girl. And by the way, Dayton is the winner of Best Altar Girl for Bonoboville Communion. So you're
well,
working
I can understand.
With a professional here. And she was raised Catholic, so she.
Catholic and fundamental Baptist.
Oh, okay. I forgot
wow.
about that.
Yeah,
and
I'm
we
sorry.
Won't talk about all
Me
the
too.
Other stuff. But Jake, can you come here?
Jake,
handsome Hollywood Jake.
But my parents still love me.
Well,
Jake's coming up from the bar.
Oh, handsome Hollywood Jake. Since
Hollywood
it's
Jake.
A little bit late in the evening,
it's
could
Hollywood
I ask
Jake?
You,
there he is,
with all due politeness, to take off your shirt?
Yeah.
I'll take it off.
Oh, well, you're seated. Okay, you can take it
can
off.
Can I?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Our guest
yes.
should take it off. Absolutely. Woo! I like it. Oh, yes. Look at this. This
is great. Oh, I have
here.
So many microphones.
Oh, yes.
Woo!
Oh. Whoa.
Look at that. Dick's pointed right at your dick.
I
it's
know,
like a sword
it's
fight.
Really quite... arranged here. Her dick is going right at his belt buckle.
I have the best view in the house.
Yes, and the tits are right in your face.
Gorgeous.
And that's very amazing. Gorgeous. Oh, yes. Waterboarding without
Great
the water.
Great things can happen if you just wait. All right.
Yes.
Well, now you're going to pour her a drink. Let's see. Would you like What would you like?
I will take some of the shampoo.
Okay, we have that for you. There's some. Yeah, we're going to put it in a shot glass, I guess.
Here,
this is
I
not the mix.
Do you want me to do it?
Well, you're presenting your boobs.
Okay.
So he's a bartender. That's his job. Right.
I know.
That's the reason he's there.
But hold the microphone with the other hand so that your boobs are presented without a microphone in front of them. That's right. And sit on my dick.
I'm trying to get your dick up my ass,
there
I guess. Hold on. Let me get the balls in between my legs.
Very good. Yeah.
All right. We're ready.
All right. We are ready. So now, first, if you will, please lick the altar so that you may wet it for the body, which is the salt.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Oh, yes. You sure?
You
sure.
Can.
Yes, let's
this
say
is
yes.
Good, yeah.
Let's say
this is
definitely,
good.
Yeah. Not necessary, but we like it. Okay.
Thank
and
you.
Now we have a little. I am like the priestess. You are the goddess. I am pouring the salt for the for the goddess. And then you lick. And now the altar girl looks blissful. And I will permit the altar girl to pour the chambord.
Okay, you're awfully tall, so could you lay your head in between my boobs?
Yeah,
goddess
here we go.
Faye, do you mind?
You can just lean right back there, right between Dayton's boobs. And here goes the blood of the savior of Bonoboville.
Down the hatch.
Whoa, chambord.
Yeah,
okay.
Relax the throat.
Oh, yes. Right down that throat.
She's a
troop. Yes.
I love this.
Mm. Ooh, oh.
Stay with us forever.
Stay with us.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. That was delicious.
What was that?
That was delicious.
That was delicious.
Woo!
Would you return the favor for our little porn star here?
Why not?
Okay.
Could we do it off your boobs?
What?
No.
Well.
Okay. I
can't fault me for asking. All right.
I'm something of what the ultimate tease.
Ah.
That really is an ultimate
okay.
tease.
Yes. Sorry.
Well, we saw a picture.
Don't be sorry.
We got excited. You don't have to be sorry.
Yeah, don't be sorry.
Do what you want.
Well, I usually do.
As long as I don't have to say I'm sorry for asking.
No, definitely not.
Oh, thank you.
It actually gives me a little bit of pleasure sometimes to say no.
Ah, like that song. My name is no. My number is no. What is that song?
You can't always get what you want.
The Rolling Stones did one like that.
Meghan Trainor, right? Where are all you young people that know modern music? My name is no. My number is no. The answer is no. Right? Ikor, will you come forward? You know that song?
Wait a
song?
Minute. That's a
come
song?
Forward.
That's
a song? It's a song. It's a kind
is
of catchy
really?
Song.
She
it's
knows
about
this?
How to say no to, you know,
yeah,
unwanted things. Whatever.
Yeah, she's really nice.
You got to learn how to say no before you can say yes fully.
Oh, yes.
Mm. All right, then.
24 years.
So now we are going to examine whatever you do on the cross. Then.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So if I can get Slave Boy Julia back up here, that would be fantastic.
Okay, do we have to move that cross?
Yes, I think we should move it. Can I have some movers?
Do we need to move it?
Just kind of move it into the middle.
Yeah,
and
into
make
the
sure
middle.
That it is fulcrumed properly.
And there you have it. It's Hollywood Jake.
Yes.
Carrying the cross, struggling. Let me just check that cross there. Yeah.
Should we have some more Femdom 4 people come up here to sit on the bed? Maybe do a bit of
keep it on the rug.
Ladies, do you want to come up to the stage?
Good.
They don't listen
but
well.
But just be careful. Just
I understand. It's hard to wrangle cats.
It is hard to herd cats. Here. This is very true.
That's why I have dogs.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited. I'm curious.
Right. We are going to find out something. Thank you. All right, the femdom four.
There's really
is
long
fascinating.
Chops, and there's really long chopsticks.
The sissy Julia to the cross, and we
too
have
bad Hollywood Jake. She wants to tape his mouth, and he won't let her. You
it's,
should.
It's
tape
about
it.
The tease. It's about the tease.
There you go. See. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
Watch out, man. You're going to get ball gagged.
By the way, our shackles
are going to hate.
Our shackles are provided by
like that.
Our shackles. Can I have some quiet in the peanut gallery? Quiet. I'm going to have to spank you. Our shackles are provided. Our shackles are provided by Stockroom. Okay, go keep talking.
Hello.
Did you want me to hold his hands?
Oh.
Ow.
And now we have the spanking. Okay, we need a microphone for Goddess Faye. Someone needs to hold her microphone near her. Okay. There we go.
Perfect. I think I've got it.
Okay, so now we have an electric wand, a violet
yes,
wand.
Yes, I have a beautiful violet wand here, and I see that I left these beautiful marks right here.
Oh.
With that wooden spoon earlier.
Yes, yes, that's and the book spanking. Don't
and
forget.
And the book spanking,
we spanked
definitely.
Some learning into this.
So part. I like to take the wand and go right over
ooh, yes.
those marks.
The sore spots.
I like to really rub that in. And Julia is just so responsive.
Oh, yes, indeed. So yes. responsive.
One totally. Of my very favorite things to do. I love just how she wiggles. And look, her ass jiggles all over the place.
Yes, yes. Very feminine.
Incredibly sexy. Mm.
Oh, and those ripped stockings.
I know.
Really need this punishment. Whack that butt. We're drumming up excitement for DomCon LA 2016. And you can beat those buns like a drum, Goddess Faye. Yes, indeed. Beat those drums. Yes, indeed.
Thank
we
you,
are
goddess.
Getting the spirit of domination.
Thank you, Goddess.
Oh, that's good to know.
Oh, how I love hearing
that.
That
it's all appreciated. You want to be appreciated while you're torturing somebody.
Most definitely. That's what turns me on about all this.
Thank you. Mm. Thank you, Goddess.
Where are you putting me? Oh, such a little baby girl. Okay, now you're talking into your violet wand. And even a goddess gets confused between the microphone and the dildo sometimes.
Coordination.
Yeah. All right. I love how she wields that BBC. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, whack him with that big black cock, Goddess Faye Black. Yes, Goddess Faye Black wields the black cock around and about. The buttons
oh my goodness.
Of the baby girl.
A little slutty schoolgirl
yes.
here.
Yes. Oh, that's
needs to go
interesting
home.
Some good. Now.
Yeah, it's got this great little steamy feeling to it.
It's all in the wrist.
It yeah. is all in the wrist. This is true. And I get a lot of working out with my wrist.
You have great stage presence.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Very, very hypnotic.
Would you girls like to grab an implement and we could play a little drumming back and forth?
Oh, there's yes.
I think we need a cane somewhere.
I would
in
be
here.
So honored if you would
thank you.
Yes,
spank.
Let's use
I'll
the
hold
book.
Your dick anytime.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Or the book would be great, too.
Book spanking. Yeah.
Ass
yeah.
out, here. Julia.
Yes, Goddess. Thank yeah. you, Goddess.
That book packs a wallop. Yeah, where's the mic? How do you like the book for a paddle?
Oh, you're so right back here. Mm. Yeah, I think we need to do the other. side with the book.
Yeah. Oh, the book really packs a wallop. That's all that learning in that book.
You can tell it.
That's right.
You can tell that she hates it.
You can tell she hates it.
Oh, look at the arched back and the wiggling butt.
Keep sticking it out for us.
Endorphins are rising. That's one of the reasons that subs can often take pain. They just feel so good.
As you see over here,
from the endorphins.
Putting some clips on her nipple.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Oh, we're going to do a bit of predicament bondage here. Is that what we're doing?
A little C-47 there.
She can't go anywhere, so she can't really
get do away a from zipper us.
Right.
Along the back.
No, she can't get away. Oh, book's upside down. All right. Oh, there we go.
Don't want that.
No,
definitely
there we go.
Nice. There we go.
That very nice. Okay. That's what I call product placement, right on your ass.
Very, very good.
Yes. Whack that ass. Yes, remember, the bonobo
way of female
power.
I like using the
power.
Edge of it, too, because it's got that nice little scratchy feeling, kind of like my nails do.
Right. Right. That's interesting, to use the edges of the book to make it a little more painful. And there's another little doohickey that... Yes.
We love our little claws.
Sydney Jones has got a doohickey. Are you Mistress Sydney Jones or Goddess?
I prefer Madam or
Madam.
Domina.
Madam Sydney Jones.
Ooh. I have this lovely little string and I can pull it now.
Thank you, from Dom 4.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You're getting a lot of attention, sissy Julia.
Thank you.
There we go.
Thank you all.
Oh, look at all. You're so red.
Yes, pink. Well, you know, pink is Goddess Fae Black's favorite color besides black.
This is very true.
So, pink. Yeah. Spank that.
Thank you, Goddess. Thank you, Goddess. Thank you, Goddess.
Wait, where was that? Where was that?
Thank you, Goddess.
So, Goddess Faye, does that mean the beatings will continue until morale improves?
Oh, most definitely. Yes.
Morale. How's your morale there, sissy?
I think we should maybe we should carve Bonobo in the back here. Let's do
it. Oh, wow. She's carving a bee with her spike nail and an O.
And
an N.
As you can hear, she just hates it.
Oh, and an O. Don't move too much. Goddess is writing.
Thank you.
And another
thank
B.
Thank you, Goddess.
And, oh, look at this ass just wiggling like such a slut.
Oh,
and Bonobo, yay.
Thank you, Goddess.
Bonobo has been carved into
thank
the
thank you, Miss Angelina.
And then we also need my name.
Thank you, Queen Rocks.
Julia. And, of course...
Thank you, Madam Sydney.
Your name.
Thank you, Lady D.
Goddess. Goddess.
Yes, thank you.
She's a quick writer. This is a very literary show. We spank with books and then we write on the subby's back.
What?
It's very literary.
Thank
I like that. The
thank
whole
you, Dr.
On the
Susie.
Back
well,
thing.
Now she can go home and she can look in the
right.
mirror
look
and
the
be
mirror
reminded.
She's
your
thanking
lesson.
You, Dr.
Exactly.
Susie. She thanked you.
Well,
you want to say it again?
Thank you, Dr. Susie.
Aww.
So sweet.
Attention, slut.
You're
did
welcome.
You, did you want to give her
oh,
a good
yeah.
spanking with it?
Thank
I think,
you.
Yeah.
Julia.
Let's see how much she can take.
Slave Julia. How do you spell slut?
spell
it.
S-L-U-T.
Wrong.
Thank
now
you.
Spell
it is spelled J-U-L-I-A.
Now, I want to hear you spell bonobo.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
you
mess
got
it up.
On your back.
Don't fuck it up.
Really? Very nice.
Oh.
Got to throw in my root ball there.
O-B-O. Yes?
No.
Yes, good job. B-O-N-O-B-O.
And now spell my name.
G-O-D-D-E-S-S-F-A-E.
Good girl.
All
thank
right.
you, Goddess. You
know what? I think you should get a reward for that.
Yeah.
So I think you should get... I'm going to let you go out of here, and you're going to get on your knees.
Thank you.
Just pull this.
And you're going to suck my dick.
Okay.
Because that's a true reward, isn't it?
All right.
Yes, got it.
That's a reward. Okay, we're going to pull your your C-47s off all of a sudden now. Get ready. They're pink for Goddess
Faye. Should we make her turn around first?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So we can see.
It'll be quick, like taking off a Band-Aid.
Okay.
Ooh.
Maybe I'll do it from this side then. Okay, and...
Oh, and let me get this side here.
Woo! Ta-da!
Woo!
That's the most
You're welcome. Part.
Yeah. So much
now
fun.
Now get on your knees.
Yes, goddess.
Mm-mm.
Put that cock in your mouth. Oh, there we go. Look
beautiful.
At that.
Look at that. The bonobo is right on the back.
I
want to
see
the
your
bonobo
tongue
on the
across
back?
That whole dick first. There we go. Nice. Get a nice lick all the way
there
down the
side.
There
you go.
There. That's right. Get the balls. Don't forget my balls, bitch.
The balls, man. Don't forget the balls.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. Yeah.
Oh, that feels good. All the way down that shaft again. Good girl. Look at you. Oh.
Oh.
Mm.
Whoa.
You got a good little slut here.
Have a little competition for Sissy Justine.
Having dinner.
Mm. Where are your hands?
Suck it.
There you go. Show me you know how to suck my dick.
That's what you got to do with a big one like that. You got to use your hands.
Right? Or it just like kind of flops around. In your mouth. There we go.
Yes.
Cupping those balls. I kind of like my balls tickled a little.
Tickle, tickle.
Come on. Use your nails.
Now, do you agree with Freud that women have penis envy and you get a certain something out of this?
Oh, I definitely get a certain something out of this. I don't know about penis envy. I've got a pretty nice dick.
Yeah, well, true. You do. You
but yes, no, I love this feeling here. Well, and obviously it pushes against just, you know, my body. So.
Yes, it does.
So it feels kind of good.
It does. It pushes right up against that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, you like that, Julia?
Yes, goddess.
Aww.
I like having my cock in your mouth.
I love how he
yes,
she talks with her mouth full.
Tell me how much of a cock slut you are.
I'm your cock slut.
You know.
Thank you.
It's personalized. It's not. I'm not just a cock slut. I'm your cock slut.
Mm.
That's special.
Wouldn't want it any other way.
Whoa.
I like to get a little aggressive sometimes.
Romantic.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. I know you got it in you. In more ways than one.
No.
Bird.
All right.
You guys must
That's
know him well.
Some expert.
Oh. Yeah.
Fellatio.
Dr. Susan.
Yes.
Jake says he'd like to see. He said he'd whip his dick out.
Is that right? Are you his agent?
No.
All right.
Just a little chatter at the peanut gallery. That's
okay.
All.
I mean, you wanted to whip your dick out for... Is she correct? Or?
No. We're just going back and forth.
You know, I like to be open to the crew getting
this
involved.
This is good. Yeah.
I like that we're just having this whole side conversation and my cock's just getting
your
sucked.
Your cock is getting sucked. And you're very good.
Chilling.
You don't lose your erection despite the fact
normal,
that we, you know,
normal.
It stays hard.
Off
it's
the subject.
It's totally hard all the time.
Normal. Very nice. Everything's good.
And I think Julia's in heaven right now.
Julia is. She's using
more
both
than seven
hands
minutes.
And a big mouthful of black dick. Mm-hmm.
Big black fey cock.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's right. Ooh. I don't
She's
even.
She's licking down the sides very romantically.
Ooh.
And he's like, I think. Ooh. Oh, you read my brain.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to say, someone whip.
Whip.
On the other side.
Little whipping. Small
That's,
whip.
This is my whip that I named after a stripper in Vegas.
Really?
Desi. Oh, that stripper stole my heart.
Aw. Well, it's tiny,
and
but...
And maybe other things.
Some sting.
Mm, that's right. Nice. Mm. Oh, you like that? You like that, Julie? You like being whipped while you suck my dick?
Yes, where's goddess. That?
I was asking. Jack,
thank Miss Angelina.
Jake. Thank you, Miss Angelina.
He said he was. He wanted dinner, so.
Oh.
Dinner.
Well, you got dinner there. Glass dinner.
I think maybe I should. Oh, I don't want to mess up your pretty writing, but.
There's some.
I love these sounds.
Some efforts going
out.
On here. Some play negotiations. I think she wants to suck your dick, though.
Ooh, I like this song.
Oh, you did. Okay. Well.
Ooh.
Far be it from me to have you. Oh. Oh. Nice.
That was a great view to look up to.
Yeah.
You know, if you need a real dick, come over here. That's cool.
A real dick.
Like a big one.
What does real mean in this context? What is reality?
Yeah.
We don't know. But all we know is that we're having some fun on the Dr. Susan mm-hmm. Block Show.
Yes, we are.
Broadcasting live from Bonoboville with Goddess Faye Black and the Femdom 4.
All right.
Yeah, all the way from San Diego.
Great stuff.
And we are so excited to join them at DomCon LA 2016, where we're going to present the Bonobo Way and have lots of fun. And you know, if you're ever in San Diego and you want to check out the House of Black,
yes,
what do you do?
Please do. You can come to go to our website, houseofblack.com, and shoot me an email. We rent out the space as well as we host our own private social club there. So we have parties and different events and workshops and things like that. So it's a really fun, kinky time. It's good for both kinksters and swinger lifestylers. So we cater to both.
Cool. That's great to cater to. We cater to, I don't know, all kinds.
All
as you
sex
can see
positivity,
here.
Yes.
Yes, yes, indeed. All right, so I just want to say farewell to everybody. Maybe pass the mic around if you want to give out your information, or do you want to?
Sure.
Yeah.
You can find me at rocksvanderlee.com and Queen of Rocks on Twitter. So if you need a good spend.
Rocks Vanderlee.
Yes.
Rocks you rock.
Yes.
All right. And.
Yeah, you guys will also get your own page.
Dom Prentice.
Yeah, for the archives.
Yes, we're going to
put your links
on our Speakeasy Star page.
Yeah.
So you are?
I am Angelina Adams on FetLife. And on Twitter, I am Miss Angelina Adams. That is M.S. Angelina Adams.
M.S. Is that short for mistress? Miss. Okay. Mistresses and goddesses, and there's all kinds of ways of introducing. So, okay, and this is Madam Sydney Jones?
Yeah, Madam Sydney Jones, and right now my website's under construction, but you can find me on Twitter and Instagram and all social media as Madam Sydney.
We hope you all join Bonoboville, by the way. We have our own social media site that where we make like bonobos, not baboons.
It's free. There's lots of interesting stuff on it.
And thank you. I am Lady D Royal. You can find me on LadyDRoyal.com. And you're going to find that fabulous website. Goddess Faye was the ultimate designer behind that.
All right.
So thank you, Goddess. I actually live in Los Angeles, so I session here.
Okay.
And I session at Dungeon West. But when I'm in San Diego, I session over at House of Black as well. So.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for having us on the show.
Join us at DomCon and make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. I love you. Yeah, I love you.
I love you.
I love you. Need to
talk with someone about something. Talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.